And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 23rd of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Fisher and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800, high West Rockall 1034, slow moving, declining 1030 by 1800 Tuesday. Low, 40s, 1022, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, West Viking, northerly 5 or 6, showers, good. East Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, east 40s, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, except in eastern South Atsira. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, northerly 4 to 6, showers in West 40s and Tyne, good, occasionally moderate at first in Tyne. Dogger, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, mainly northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in west. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain for a time, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast, backing northwest for a time, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 for a time. Rain for a time, mainly at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in northeast. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Showers in east, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, north or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, variable, mainly north, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Malin, Hebrides, north, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Bailey, north, backing northwest, 2 or 3, mainly fair, good. Fair Isle, northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east and 3 in west. Fair, good. Faroes, north or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 5, 19 miles, 1030, now falling. Stornoway, north by west 3, 12 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Lerwick, north 4, 13 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, north by west 3, 7 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest 4, 12 miles, 1028, rising more slowly. Lucas, northeast 3, 15 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Boomer, north by west 3, 8 miles, 1027, now falling. Bridlington, northwest by north 3, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 1, 1025, now falling. Jersey, northeast 1, slight rain, 16 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Silly automatic, north 3, 15 miles, 1027, now falling. Milford Haven, north by east 3, 16 miles, 1027, now falling. Aberporth, north 3, 7 miles, 1026, steady. Valley, north by west 3, 11 miles, 1027, steady. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 3, mist, 4 miles, 1026, now falling. Valencia, north-northeast 2, 27 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 3, 1027, steady. Malinhead, north 4, 7 miles, 1030, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, northwest by north 4, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 22nd of April. The general situation, high pressure centred to the west of the United Kingdom will bring mostly settled conditions to western and northern areas during the next couple of days. However, a northerly airflow will bring patchy rain or showers to parts of eastern and southern England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near Aberdeenshire and 3 in west. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, then fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in south, otherwise northerly 4 to 6. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally poor at first in south. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming northerly 4 to 6 later in east. Rain for a time, then showers later in far east. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast, becoming variable for a time later 2 to 4. Occasional rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast, backing north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times later. Occasional rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Occasional rain, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasional rain, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north or northeast, backing northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northwest, veering northeast 3 to 5, then becoming variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeasterly backing northerly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, north 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's about it from Radio 4 for another day. We'll be joining our friends at the BBC World Service shortly for tonight's edition of Business Matters. And don't forget, Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, where our mystery Galbraith and the Midas Touch is about to get underway. Or perhaps you're planning on dropping off shortly. Maybe you're one of those people who has trouble sleeping sometimes, drifting off, or maybe you woke in the middle of the night and then couldn't nod off again. And you might be interested in a programme on Radio 4 in the morning. Inside Health will be answering your questions about insomnia and talking about some of the latest treatments. That's at 9:30 tomorrow morning. We hope you can join us for that or any part of the day tomorrow. From me, Richard Evans, thanks for your company today. Have a peaceful night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in India's official capital, Delhi, and its commercial one, Mumbai. We have a special programme looking at the Indian elections and the state of one of the world's fastest growing economies. We'll hear from supporters of the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, who feel the country is developing under his leadership.
For the last 10 years, except for a few years in the middle, we have had significant improvements in terms of mega projects like Coastal Road, which has just got inaugurated.
But his opponents say the growth is unequal and the decline of women in the workplace shows that.
That is due to a climate where women are being encouraged to essentially, stick to, go back to traditional roles.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Parliament in Britain has passed a key bill allowing the government to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda after months of debate and delay. The legislation has become a central part of Rishi Sunak's premiership. After a final day of discussion, which continued late into the night, opponents in the unelected House of Lords acknowledged that the time had come to accept the will of the elected House of Commons. Here's our political correspondent, Ben Wright.
It was 2 years ago that the government first came up with the idea of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda. It's been completely bogged down and derailed with legal challenges, the Supreme Court deciding it was unlawful, massive opposition from opposition parties, from peers from across the House of Lords in the last few weeks. But the government's bill becomes law and flights will take off. That doesn't mean there won't be some other legal challenges that might slow the process down, but I think the government is much closer to seeing this plan realised than it has been since it was conceived.
Prosecutors on the opening day of Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York have accused him of orchestrating a conspiracy of fraud and lies. They say he covered up hush money payments to a porn star in the run-up to the 2016 election, which he won. Gary O'Donoghue is outside the court.
This is really about the way in which that money was reimbursed to Michael Cohen, the lawyer who actually arranged the payment. So Donald Trump is in fact accused of falsifying business records, but it's been turned into a felony rather than a misdemeanor, if you like, by this added accusation that it was done to interfere with the election. The defense, for their part, said, look, don't forget, you might not like it, but it's no crime to pay a porn star, and that Donald Trump wasn't involved in these accounting processes of which he's been accused.